Welcome to today's custom deep dive. Imagine you are hauling a trailer down I-10 in Texas. You have been driving for like 4 hours. The AC is blasting against the 100-degree heat, and you still haven't even left the state.
Oh, yeah, it is a massive, massive
It
state.
is brutal. And that high demand scenario is exactly why Chevy is, well, throwing the traditional one-size-fits-all manufacturing playbook completely out the window. Today, our mission is to examine a brief but really highly targeted piece of automotive news.
Right, the excerpt titled Expansion of the 2026 Chevrolet Silverado EV Lineup.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. The core facts from the source are that the 2026 Silverado EV is adding both new range options and new trim options.
Yeah, and that is where the pivot happens. I mean, historically, when a legacy automaker launches an EV, they want to cast the widest net possible.
To recoup their research and development costs, right?
Exactly. They try to sell this generalized idea of green tech to appeal to a global market. But limiting a flagship announcement like this to a single state's geography, specifically calling out Texas drivers well, that signals a complete shift in how EVs are being positioned.
But hold on, here's where it gets really interesting to me. Automotive manufacturing, it thrives on economies of scale.
Oh, absolutely. Standardized parts are everything.
Right, making one standard truck keeps production costs manageable. So, segmenting a flagship EV lineup for just one region, even a massive market like Texas, sounds like an absolute logistical nightmare for the supply chain.
It really does sound like a nightmare on paper.
Yeah, I mean, how does blowing up your assembly line to cater to one specific map coordinate actually pay off? It feels a bit like a tech company releasing a heavy-duty smartphone battery exclusively for construction
Well,
workers.
what's fascinating here is the deliberate phrasing from the source. Combining new range options directly with Texas drivers, that suggests a direct response to regional geography.
Because of the sheer driving distances.
Exactly. Texas is like the ultimate proving ground. The broader EV market has kind of hit a plateau with early adopters. So to break into the mainstream pickup market, which we know is intensely loyal to legacy gas and diesel engines, you just cannot sell these vehicles as novelty tech anymore.
You have to sell them as like hyper-regional utility tools.
Right. If a manufacturer can prove their EV platform handles the towing demands and the distances of Texas without stranding the driver halfway to Houston, it instantly validates the platform's viability everywhere else.
Oh, wow, that makes perfect sense. But going back to that construction worker analogy, you wouldn't just hand them the raw battery. You would have to build it into a rugged, shockproof case, right?
Yeah.
Because their environment demands both the endurance and the armor.
That is the exact mechanism at play here. Adding new trim options indicates a push to satisfy specific regional automotive tastes rather than just offering a generic vehicle.
So it's about truck culture.
Totally. It acknowledges that in traditional truck culture, utility and identity are, inextricably linked. The massive battery provides the required endurance, but the trim packages provide the cultural camouflage.
Right, so the trims act as a psychological bridge. They wrap this completely new, intimidating electric architecture in a culturally accepted package.
Yeah, because you cannot sell the environmental benefits of an electric powertrain to a traditional truck buyer if the vehicle lacks the aesthetic cues they expect.
I mean, if it doesn't look and act like a Texas truck, the battery size doesn't even matter because nobody will buy it in the first place.
Exactly. So if we connect this to the bigger picture, this excerpt really reveals how automotive expansions merge hardcore technological upgrades like range with aesthetic and functional choices like trims to capture specific, high-value regional markets.
Because generic green tech just can't dominate those legacy markets anymore.
Right, they're being forced to adapt. It is a huge risk for their assembly lines, but the reward is capturing a demographic that usually just ignores coastal market EVs.
So what does this all mean? For you listening, I think it is a prompt to look closely at the everyday products in your own life.
Yeah, consider how much of that technology is custom tailored to exactly where and how you live.
We are definitely moving away from the era of one-size-fits-all tech into a phase of intense regional tailoring.
Which leads us with a fascinating dilemma as everyday technology matures and becomes more integrated into our environments.
Absolutely. If the biggest automakers in the world are highlighting new electric vehicle ranges and trims for specific states like Texas, what hyperlocal geographical adaptations will the next generation of mainstream technology need to make to fit perfectly into your exact hometown?